Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is All of It on WNYC. I'm Allison Stewart. Today, we're highlighting some of our conversations with musicians nominated for the Americana Music Association's 20th Annual Honors and Awards, celebrating the best in American roots music. Americana Fest will take place September 22nd through 25th in Nashville, Tennessee. Let's begin the hour with a woman whose release, The Moon and Stars, Prescription for Dreamers, is nominated for Album of the Year. Here's Valerie June with the track, Stay. Mostly finished the record at the start of 2020, but a delayed release gave her time to add some finishing touches. And the result is a diverse collection of songs that go straight to the soul. Rolling Stone says that June has never sounded more fully and thrillingly herself. Valerie June also published her first book called Maps for the Modern World. In the introduction, June describes the collection of poetry and illustrations as, quote, a laboratory of poetic experiments in the alchemy of life. Valerie June has her own process for writing, and it involves clearing her mind, as she told us last March when she joined us to discuss both projects.
Songwriting usually occurs while I'm doing other things. So I'll be gardening, I'll be cooking dinner, I'll be folding clothes, I'll be taking a walk and driving a car, and I hear a song. I don't know where it comes from. I call that the ether, the other world, the spirit realm. I don't know what to call it. Patti Smith calls it different things, and you know, different other musicians call it different things, but we all know that it isn't here. It's coming from somewhere else. It's bigger than us. We're just the vessel for it. So that's kind of how I live, is trying to have my life be a mantra and a meditation as I'm doing things. Just connect with that space, that other world, that other space, while I'm here in this body, while I'm in this physical world.
Now, I've read that some of the songs in this album were from a back catalog, that you have more than 100 songs, and then you whittled it down to 50, and then you whittled it down again. How did you decide what songs would be on this particular release? What were you listening for? What were you looking for?
Well, the way that I decided was just by going into the studio with my musicians after I got it down to 50. Being in the room with them that day and kind of having a top 10 to 15 and feeling their energy and saying, okay, guys, today this is the song we're going to play. And recording those songs and listening to them again and again and trying to decide, is this one for this record? And after having that time, and I have beautiful New York musicians that I love and I've met over the course of years. There's Greg Zorich on the drums. Dave Sherman playing that barroom piano that you just heard opening the song Stay, Dan Ayed and Jason DiMatteo. I mean, these guys are incredible. And so we have this connection that's built over, like, I guess I've been in New York for 9 years. And it's just such a beautiful thing to share my singer-songwriter songs with them and for us to add the colors to them.
Yeah, your accent, though, is not a New York accent.
No, I'm still a Tennessean too, you know. I always kept my apartment in Brooklyn because it's so much easier when you're a touring artist to fly into Manhattan or New York and get off the plane and go wash clothes and relax than it is to take two or three flights to get to Memphis, Nashville, then drive to my little small rural town where I live in Tennessee. So that's my place where I go back for sitting by the pond, for listening to the birds, for listening to the bullfrogs, for eating my mom's cooking. That's where the garden is that I do each year, too.
Now, your dad worked to bring concerts into town. How did that influence your musical education? What were you listening to around the house?
Well, growing up, we went to church Sunday morning, Sunday night, and Wednesday night. So there was a lot of gospel music. And it wasn't with a band or anything. It was only voices, all a cappella. And so we all sang. There's five of us kids, and we just sang around the house constantly. We'd sing gospel songs, folk songs, anything like that, but nobody played an instrument. We just used our voices as instruments. And my dad always had a stereo hooked up, whether it was in his car or in the house, and he'd be bumping soul, R&B, anything that was popular on the African-American radio station. So I got that from being with him, got gospel from going to church, and I got country just from growing up in rural Tennessee and going to my grandmother's Highway 45 Church, Christ Church, and being around all these country old black folks and listening to country music. If you go to Walmart or the grocery store or Kroger or anywhere, they're going to be playing country music in Jackson and Humboldt.
My guest is Valerie June. Her new album is called The Moon and Stars, Prescriptions for Dreamers. Let's listen to another track from the album. This one is called Fallen. When did this song come to you?
This came when I was living in Memphis. It's about 15 years old. And many of the songs are over the course of the last couple of decades I've been writing these songs. So it's a very old song on a very new record.
Here's Valerie June, Fallen.
Falling out of love with love, placing all else above. Well, I am willing to let go. I was never mine. Whistle of the engine blows, saying everybody knows. Only thing can't be replaced is time. Falling out of love with love, all the things you're dreaming of. Towers touch the dusty ground, fail without the slightest sound. I am willing to let go, I was never mine.
That's falling. So Valerie, it says on the line of your notes, engineered by Valerie June at Tiny Stones in Memphis. Does that mean that was you all by your lonesome working on that one?
It was. That was my very first experience using my computer, GarageBand, to record a song years ago.
The name of the album is The Moon and Stars, Prescription for Dreamers. My guest is Valerie June. So Valerie, you teamed up with producer Jack Splash. He's worked with Alicia Keys, Kendrick, John Legend, Katy Perry, Missy Elliott. How did you end up working with him on this album, and how did he help you out as a performer?
Wow. Meeting Jack Splash over a cup of tea out in L.A. as I was doing a producer search was one of the best days of the past few years. I left him. He gave me this book of poetry, and believe it or not, it was written by the fabulous musician Sun Ra. It's called The Immeasurable Equation. And once I read that book, I picked it up and opened it and couldn't stop. And I knew Jack was the one I wanted to work with on this record.
Another artist featured on the album is Carla Thomas, and she's prominent in the history of Memphis soul and deeply into the Memphis music scene. She's on this short spoken word track called African Proverb, and it comes right in front of a song called Call Me a Fool. She's on both of them. Should we play it first or talk about it first? Your choice.
Play it.
Let's play it. All right, let's do it. African Proverb and Call Me a Fool.
Only a fool, Teth. the depth of the water with both feet.
Call me a fool.
Valerie, did the proverb come first? Did the song come first? Which one came first?
The song came first. And if you know Carla Thomas's work, which everybody does, even if they don't realize they do, mm-hmm. she did a song called What a Fool I've Been. And I love that song so much. So after I had recorded the song with my band and Jack Splash and these incredible musicians, I knew that I wanted to have Carla guest sing with me on it. So that's how it all happened. And there's a guy in Memphis named Boo Mitchell who knew her and knew how to get in touch with her. And so he got her, and we booked a studio time at Royal Studios, his studio there, and went in and captured it. And she is the queen of Memphis soul, but she's also the fairy godmother of my record.
Now, you were nearly done with the album as early as last January. So you think you finished it, and then you have all this time. How did you think about changing it? How did you come about thinking about going in and re-listening and rethinking parts of it?
Well, that's such a great question, because we did hit the pandemic towards the middle and end of March, and I had way more time than I thought I would have to actually sequence the record and really question the songs. Like I said, when I receive songs, they just come, and I don't necessarily know what they mean. So I was able to listen back time and time again and really understand that these songs are powerful dreamers' journeys prescriptions, and that they are like a concept for dreamers. Like, both Carla and I being from Memphis, one of the planet's most powerful dreamers was shot and assassinated there. That's Dr. King. He's the most powerful known to the planet. And so I am the dreamer, and I'm still looking at the world last year especially and seeing all the things we're facing with systemic racism and injustice and ways we need to heal and grow. And all of that's popped up to the surface. And I go back to Dr. King's dream, and I say to myself, well, why aren't we there yet? But I also look at my life and my dedication to being a dreamer, and I understand that dreams take time, and I understand that they're bigger than an individual. And so what has kept me going along my path? It's been listening to songs. It's been going to art museums. It's been reading poems. That has given me strength. Aretha singing Respect, or Sam Cooke singing A Change Is Gonna Come, that's kept me along my dreamer's journey. And so these are my ways to keep people inspired, to keep people's hearts open, and to give them my form of prescriptions for their hearts, because we need more dreamers, and we need more people believing in the power of great change, and that is real. And that's where our light lies. Our strength lies in that inner power. It's something people can't take from us. And I got a song on this record called Smile, because I began to see this old black woman sitting on the porch of a sharecropping house, and she had fought. She had been a slave. She had fought. She had pushed. She had done everything she could, and the world was still pushing against her. And she was watching people be hosed down in the street fighting for the civil rights movement along with John Lewis, who we lost last year. And she just started smiling. And in that smile, she knew that her joy and her love of life and her positivity was something that could not ever be taken. I don't care how many people try to beat you and put you down and keep you in a box. It can't be taken.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's power there. And so these songs have that kind of strength and light. They have that kind of power to ignite your strength inside, because we got pretty whooped last year,
mm-hmm.
all of us. So how are we coming back? It's spring. Are we coming back like, yeah, we can create the world that John Lennon was singing about when he sang the song Imagine? You may say I'm a dreamer, but I'm not the only one. Or are we coming back like, well, it's out of my hands. We see the only way that change can come. I believe it comes in each individual's heart. It's within us.
Somebody really needed to hear that today. I'm so glad you said that. My guest is Valerie June. Before I let you go, you are releasing a book of poetry next Tuesday called Maps of a Modern World. Why did you want to publish a book of poetry, Valerie?
Well, I received these poems after my father started to pass, and mm-hmm. I collected so many of them that I was like, well, I guess I have a book. And with the help of many friends, I was able to meet a publisher, Andrews McMeel, and they helped me to share it. But I do believe in the power of creativity. I believe that each person in their life, you have a gift and you have a purpose. And that whatever way you can be creative, whether it's cooking, dancing, drawing, singing, like sleeping sometimes, I dream songs. Whatever it is, you should do that and share your light and your positivity. Now, do you have to be Maya Angelou and at the top of the poetry world? No, but if you got some good that you the sweet that's going to lift somebody up, then you need to share it. That's how I feel about creativity.
That was my conversation with singer-songwriter Valerie June about her album The Moon and Stars, Prescriptions for Dreamers, which was nominated for Album of the Year by the Americana Music Association. The track Call Me a Fool, featuring Carla Thomas, was nominated for Song of the Year. Up next, my conversation with guitarist Jason Isbell about his album with the 400 unit called Reunions. You're listening to All of It.